So the learning today should be a schusi l'nishmas adir chaver chaim elazim ben shemshenayi, as well as a schusi l'nishmas of Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem and Tzion. It should be a schus for full shlema chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka chaim David ben Rachel chanalei b'shein derachon abadati ben Peril, as well as the schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. Today we start a new topic, a little bit of a lengthier topic of gazel robbery, page 351 in the Pel Yoytz. So he says like this. The severity of the Avera of stealing is very well known. Amru, to the extent that Chazal says, what sealed the fate of the Dar HaMabel was not the Avodah Zarah they were doing, was not the Gilei Arayos they were doing, was not even the Shfich HaZdamim that they were doing, it was the sin of Gezelo. The Cholzman Shegazel B'yaday Ain Tfilas Nishmas. The Medrash in Shmois says something very scary, that if you have any stolen property in your hands, your tefillos are not listened up above. No matter what else you may do and what type of kavana you have, if you have stolen property, your tefillos are not heard. And in the next world, they're going to feed you with gachle resamim, a certain type of wood that gets very hot and retains the heat. To the point where you have to come back as a gilgal in order to repay the property. Because there are certain averas that a person does that you can't correct in the next world. Certain averas, let's say, but Adam Lamakoyim, okay, so there's a fire, there's punishment, and that is, and then you get a kapara. But Ben Adam Lachaveroi, some of the Ben Adam Lachaveroi, to make it right, you got to come back in this world. Vaidati, Hank Sibbekuntris Iris Elim, he says, I know it's so. I even mentioned in the Sefer Iris Elim that the Pelioids wrote, Nifla, a Peladik, Maisa Nifla, She'e Rabbi Meharav Yisrael, Bal Shem Toiv, Sheba Echad Begugel Sus. There was a guy who stole, and in the next life, he had to come back as a horse and serve his master. He came back as a horse in order to work and pay off his debt from a prior life. The Eishakaz is a... I'll get back to it afterwards. And there are those who say that the Avera bin Adam Achaveroi, Avera like this, even Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. So we think of Avera as like hurting a person's feeling. But even an Avera like stealing, where even if you return the Gzela, but you made the guy whole, but you also have to be Meratza him. He has to forgive you. Even in Avera of Gzela, between you and God, you're not going to get forgiveness from God until first you repay it to the person and you get him to forgive you. How shameful it is. There's a famous concept by Gzela, concept of Shinui Hashem, which means that if you steal a piece of wood, and then you fashion it into a shtender, you changed it from being a piece of lumber to a shtender, so now you don't have to pay back the actual thing you stole, you pay back the monetary value. Why? Because it underwent what's called a Shinei Hashem. That's a concept in Halacha. It's brought in Baba Kama, Baba Metzia. So he's using it as a little bit of a play on words to say that there are people who do a Shinei Hashem not on the item they stole, but on the act. They say what they're doing is not gzela, right? And we're talking about people that are matzdik in their own minds. I'm entitled to it. Oh, he doesn't need it anyway. He's a wealthy guy. He's not going to miss it. Oh, I'm just stealing from the government. They steal taxes from me. You know, whatever type of excuses that people come up with. So there's shinei Hashem on the gzela itself. They say, it's not the stealing. You know what it is? I'm a smart businessman. You know what I'm doing? I'm doing my due diligence. It's part of a shtadlus. And they even thank Hashem for allowing them to be successful in their crooked ways. So that's how krum they are. They're so completely lost that they thank Hashem for helping them achieve this gzela. Kama mina gezel. There are many types of gzela im shadashu bem rabin that people transgress. Naskit miktosam. I'm going to mention some of them. Hashemea Yishma veChadol Yechdal. Whoever hears it will hear it, and whoever stops, hopefully hopefully some people will hear about it and stop. Ve'olay tavei berkas tayv, and they will get a bracha for it. Zeh Yatz Rishona. What's the first one? Minig Ravamar. Very bad type of conduct that we see in the world. You have somebody who used to be very wealthy and he doesn't have as much money as he used to. Or maybe he lost it completely and now he's completely poor. What does he do? He goes to the European cities. He's going to Vienna, Venezia, Leipzig, that are doing other these big commercial cities, okay? New York, Los Angeles, right? Chicago in Europe. And he takes a lot of merchandise on credit, knowing when he takes it that he has no plans to repay it. Or he takes merchandise from people in his city, telling him that he's going to go invest it, okay? So a classic real estate Ponzi scheme. And then he says, what am I supposed to do? The interest rates went up. Or what am I supposed to do? Someone stole it from me. And because, how does he get away with it? He bribes the authorities so that they let him get away with it. Then his creditors are gonna have tinus on him, but they're gonna say, listen, he's offering to pay me pennies on the dollar, 10 cents on the dollar. I'd rather take 10 cents than get nothing. And so even though it's against their best interest, less on the mayor, they'll take 20 cents on the dollar, 30 cents on the dollar, at least to get something back. Now consider, if someone would go traveling and someone would hold him up, okay, someone would come up to you with a gun and hold you up, b'shem listim yikari, fine, so you'd call him a ganef, right? You'll list him, a bandit. Achas dos olamis, everyone would agree, kill this guy, aliba de kuliyama, according to everybody, meaning just a borrowing a lashon from Megillus Esther, but the point is, everyone would agree, this guy has to be arrested and this guy has to be charged. He says, this guy is worse than a classic ganef in many ways. First of all, aleph, number one, shamealistim adam yachali shamer. I can protect myself from a guy who's going to hold me up. I could conceal carry. I cannot walk into unsafe neighborhoods. I could take steps to protect myself. But from a friend who's approaching me and has gazela in his heart, how am I supposed to protect against that? Furthermore, shall list him like kibal tava mizay shagazale, and I never did any favors. I have nothing to do with the ganef who's robbing me on the road. When this Russia borrows without intending to repay, nimsa shu kafay tava, I did him a tava. The guy was in hard times. I helped him out. I maybe gave him an investment money because not because I really wanted to, but because the guy was down on his luck. And so I did him a taiva. So first of all, he's a kafir taiv, and then mishalim rochad ra tachas taiva leishasher amino v'gamal imo chazim elvo. And uksiv meishiv ra tachas taiva leisamash ra mi beisai. That if you repay good with evil, doing something like this, evil will not leave your house. And second, void shalistem ein a goyven elamam and zeh ganiv mamon the dasabrius. He says a regular ganiv, he's not fooling anybody. Yeah, he steals money, but that's it. But you, not only are you stealing money, but you're deceiving people as well, which is an additional level of ganeva. And furthermore, shenayel delz b'fnei leivim adi husa laki karava. And this is really the biggest avla. The biggest avla is not what you did. And this is really why it's so important that people educate people about Ponzi schemes, right? The stuff that's going on now in the from community is not because of your situation, it's because of the next guy. That's the problem. Is that now the next guy who needs tzedakah or he needs investment from people, they're going to walk away. They're going to say, I got burned once. I'm not going to do it. And that guy is an emistika guy, but you hurt him that he's not going to be able to get it. And that's why that's what we, people say, oh, we shouldn't publicize it. We shouldn't. It's a genai on Klal Yisrael. You're just the opposite. You're helping perpetrate the geneva. You're part of the problem. You should publicize it as much as possible to save the next guy from going through. Because you're not only hurting the next investor, but you're hurting the guy who the investor would potentially help down the road. He says, and furthermore, now in this specific case, says even if the authorities catch a regular ganef, so they'll make him pay, and they'll punish him. Not this guy, because he knows that the authorities are crooked. He'll go and eat his friend's money, do whatever he wants. The owner will look on helplessly, get upset, gnash his teeth, Vinamas, and he'll melt away the Einlay Moshiach with no one to help him. Rak Hashem Yarev Rivam, the Kavas Kaveya Nefesh. Hashem will take up their grievance and he will steal the neshama of someone who steals from them. Very, very scary words. Okay, let's pause here.